Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Good morning and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast. I'm so glad you're tuning in today, whether you're getting ready for the day, on your commute, or spending some quiet time with God. Today's scripture from the book of Galatians chapter 6 gives us a timely and honest reminder in a world full of comparisons and distractions. We live in a time where it's easy to measure our worth by someone else's progress. But this verse calls us to live with purpose, gratitude, and authenticity, to do our work well, and to find fulfillment in what God has placed in our hands. Our devotional is titled, Focus on Your Lane. Today we're reading from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 to 5, and it reads, Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct, from the New Living Translation. In this passage, Paul writes to the believers in Galatia, urging them to take personal responsibility for their lives and to avoid comparing themselves with others. Let's break it down. 1. Pay careful attention to your own work. Focus on the mission God has given you. Don't get sidetracked by what others are doing. Your calling is unique. 2. Then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. True joy comes not from outperforming others, but from being faithful to what God asked you to do. 3. You won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Comparison steals contentment. When your eyes are fixed on someone else's lane, you'll miss what God is doing in yours. 4. Each is responsible for their own conduct. We're accountable for how we live, how we love, and how we serve. Not how others perform. Paul's message is very clear. Be faithful where you are. Run your race well. Leave the results to God. Stay in your lane. If there's ever been a time when we needed this verse, it's now. We scroll through social media and see highlight reels of everyone else's life, their success, beauty, or blessings, and start to wonder, what about me? But Galatians 6 invites us to step away from comparison and return to contentment. God didn't create you to compete. He created you to contribute. Your assignment may look small now, but it's shaping you for something greater. The quiet seasons, the behind-the-scenes work, the obedience no one applauds. That's where character grows. When you stay faithful in your lane, you make room for God's favor to flow freely through you, without distraction or discouragement. Comparison kills joy, but focus grows fruit. For the dreamer, stop comparing your beginnings to someone else's middle. God's timeline for you is perfect. For the tired parent or worker, your unseen faithfulness matters. Heaven notices what people overlook, and for the creative or leader, don't chase applause, pursue purpose. The fruit comes from focus. This verse reminds us that fulfillment isn't about doing everything. It's about doing your thing with faith and diligence. Heavenly Father, thank you for the unique calling you've placed on each of our lives. Help us to stay focused on our own race, not distracted by comparison or fear. Teach us to find satisfaction in obedience and to take responsibility for our actions. Lord, for everyone listening today, give them strength, confidence, and peace to pursue their purpose faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, whatever God has placed in your hands, do it wholeheartedly. Don't look left or right, look up. You are running your own race with your own pace on your own track. When you live for an audience of one, comparison fades and peace takes its place. Keep going, keep trusting. And remember, the only race that matters is the one God has called you to run. I'll leave you with this quote from the great Jim Elliot, who once said, "Wherever you are, be all there." Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.